the latest agriculture news from across the state and the nation, here's Farm City Newsday by AgNet West. Here's your host, Danielle Leal.
Hey, good Thursday morning, and thanks for joining us today here on AgNet West, Farm City Newsday. Well, in a California Farm Bureau Food and Farm News report, the fresh produce business has shown resilience in response to pandemic-related swings in demand. And that's according to a University of California professor. UC Davis assistant professor Kristen Keisel says the pandemic caused, quote, astonishing disruptions to the produce business, especially as sales to restaurants and other institutions mostly evaporated. She says the overall produce business is now operating at about 20% below pre-pandemic projections. All right, moving on to what's happening in today's show. Brian German is sharing information on the Beginning Organic Farmer Training Program that's now available. You'll get an update on California's farm production expenditures and how they're still the highest in the nation. Taylor Hillman has this week's Almond Update talking about bee-friendly farming practices. And I'm starting off the show today with an opportunity to stop the spread of COVID in rural communities. Let's jump right in. The Housing for the Harvest program helps to mitigate the spread of COVID. Living in multifamily households can make it difficult to self-isolate after contracting or being exposed to COVID. CDFA's Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt says the Housing for the Harvest program helps to aim farm workers in that area.
Yeah, this is all about keeping families, keeping coworkers safe from spreading COVID amongst in the household, in the community, and then of course at work as well. So that's the importance of this is for many people, especially in the farm worker and the food processing worker communities, they're living in multifamily households. And so there are, you know, several different families or multi-generational households. And so if someone is exposed or COVID positive, it's great if they can isolate or quarantine in their home, but many don't have a dedicated room that they can do that. And so this is a way to be able to provide a dedicated room so that we can prevent the spread within the communities.
Currently, there are three counties participating in this program, including Fresno, San Joaquin, and Santa Barbara. The undersecretary goes on to list some of the details as to how to apply to participate in the program.
Yeah, so we have a webpage online on the covid19.ca.gov. And, you know, they can certainly go there to find out what counties are participating. And then we have a email box, too, for counties that are interested in participating. So that would be definitely the first place to go. But then also within the counties, reaching out to their county public health or emergency operations. It really does depend county by county who's looking to take the lead on this. Oftentimes it is public health or their housing and human services branch, depending on what they're called in each county. So that would be a great place to go for the community organizations. And then the farm workers, once they are announced, the local organizations are doing a really good job talking about it. But we're also doing some outreach through things like Migrant Ed, through the Mexican consulate in the regions, EDD in the regions. So hopefully trying to get the word out through a lot of the resources that they typically go to on a weekly basis.
Stay tuned with AgNet West and this radio station as we continue to provide you with coverage on this program. But for now, here's back-to-back agriculture reports with Brian German.
Field projects are demonstrating the economic sense of on-farm recharge. After seeing the results that Fresno County farmer Don Cameron achieved, CEO of Sustainable Conservation Ashley Bourne said capturing flood flows in high water years can provide significant benefits.
We did some cost studies. We're able to show is that actually doing what we call on-farm recharge was a very cost-effective approach for recharging groundwater, much less cost per acre foot recharge than either a dedicated recharge basin where you have to buy up the land or certainly, you know, new reservoirs. And really the idea is that it's taking these peak flood flows, you know, that are only going to happen so often. And you probably could never build enough dedicated recharge basins to capture all that water. So using active farmland for those peak flood flows just makes a lot of economic sense.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service, California's total farm production expenses for 2019 were once again the highest in the nation. California's total farm production expenditures increased a little more than 16% over 2018 estimates to a total of $42.7 billion in 2019. By comparison, farm production expenditures were approximately $30 billion back in 2010. California accounted for nearly 12% of all U.S. farm expenditures last year, the most of any other state. Labor was once again the lion's share of farm expenses and increased by close to $2.2 billion between 2018 and 2019. Labor accounted for just under 29% of all farm expenditures in California. While the cost of farm services showed the largest decrease in 2019, down by $250 million, it still made up nearly 17% of all farm expenses. Expenditures per California farm averaged close to $611,000 in 2019, an increase of nearly $81,000 from the year prior. Last year, California producers spent an average of more than $176,000 on labor, more than $101,000 on farm services, and just over $67,000 on feed. For AgNet West Radio Network, I'm Brian German.
Thanks, Brian. And it is time for us to head out for our first break, but we'll be right back with more of the day's agriculture news, including Randall Wiseman with today's livestock report when we return. Are you looking to increase yields up to $1,200 per acre? Well, our friends over at Phycoterra have a soil microbe food that's the glue your soil needs to improve the microbial life and provide growth to your crop and return. With the application of Phycoterra to your soil, it can increase water retention, improve nut quality, and provide longer-term viability. You can stick to growing and let Phycoterra stick to your soil. Head on over to phycoterra.com/almonds to see the difference on your orchards today. That's phycoterra.com/almonds. Welcome back, and as promised, more agriculture news with Brian German.
A new beginning farmer training program for organic specialty crop farmers in California has now been made available for free. The online training program from the Organic Farming Research Foundation is for beginning farmers, existing organic farmers, and farmers in transition to organic production. The training program contains 6 learning modules focused on weed management, irrigation and water management, soil health, insect and mite pest management, disease management, and business management and marketing. While the program was developed for specialty crop growers, the content is based on foundational principles that are relevant to all organic farmers. The training program can be accessed through OFRF's website at ofrf.org. The educational resource is being made available through a joint effort between OFRF, the UC Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program, and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. For AgNet West Radio Network, I'm Brian German.
Well, in today's livestock news, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration announced this week they are extending the emergency declaration that exempts livestock haulers from hours of service regulations until December 31 of this year. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Government Affairs, Allison Rivera, says they have been having conversations with FMCSA.
So we were pleased to hear from FMCSA that they will be extending the emergency declaration on hours of service for livestock haulers and those hauling livestock feed until December 31st of 2020. We have been having conversations with FMCSA about every 30 days, asking for an extension to this emergency declaration. We give them the facts behind where we are as an industry and how our livestock are moving and where we have backlogs. And they have listened to us, and now they have given us until December. And, you know, this is very helpful for our haulers as we make sure that we are moving livestock and that the end goal is met, which is to get product onto those grocery store shelves.
And Rivera knows what this means for producers on both sides of the country.
A lot of the conversations we have with FMCSA about the need for flexibility, a lot of the examples we use are our producers and our haulers out of the Southeast and out of places like California. Both of those regions and pretty much all of our producers around the country, they really need flexibility. A lot of our Southeastern and California producers, those feed yards are pretty far away. And then the packing facilities are very much focused kind of in the Midwest of the country. So we continue to ask FMCSA for, you know, permanent flexibilities for our livestock haulers for that very reason. And so, again, as we continue to ask for specifically the flexibility through this emergency declaration within hours of service, I think, you know, we continue to talk about the fact that we want to make sure that there is no backlog. The best thing about this declaration is that if we have a hauler that ends up at a feed yard or ends up at a packing facility and for some reason they are not able to unload those animals, they are able to pivot and move to the next location that will accept those animals. So we continue to tell FMCSA we are very grateful for this emergency declaration because it allows us to have that flexibility that we need so that the markets can run smoothly and that we can move animals where we need to and have the flexibility to pivot when we need to. While right now we have it until midnight on December 31st, we will continue to have those conversations with FMCSA and see what we can get in the new year in 2021.
Again, that was NCBA's Allison Rivera. And USDA's Farm Service Agency wants to remind you the Dairy Margin Coverage Safety Net sign-up for 2021 begins October 12th. For more information, just simply visit farmers.gov or contact your local USDA service center. I'm Randall Wiseman for AgNet West.
The Monarch Tractor is named Tractor of the Year. The Monarch Tractor, which is a fully electric driver-optional tractor, has been deemed Tractor of the Year by AgTech Breakthrough. AgTech Breakthrough is a market intelligence organization that highlights agriculture technology companies and products each year. They recognize innovation in products and services in categories such as industry leadership, finance and insurance, in-field systems, harvesting solutions, indoor farming, value chain, food quality, automation and robotics, and more. The Monarch Tractor was also one of the 2020 World Ag Expo top 10 products. Here is CEO Praveen Pinmetsta talk more about the tractor back in February at the World Ag Expo.
So what we're doing is we're building a completely electric, you know, driverless tractor. So it's a compact wheeled tractor. So it's the most powerful compact tractor on the planet.
And you said it's driverless.
What I mean by that is you can use the driver to do the first operation, and after that, it's driver optional. You can remove the driver, and then the tractor will not only go down the rows, but also make all the turns and complete the complete operation by itself.
The company is California-based, and Pinmetsta says the idea is to work closely with California farmers and then reach a global audience. To sign up for a demo, visit monarchtractor.com. And it is time for us to head out for a quick break, but we'll be right back with more of the day's Farm City News Day by AgNet West when we return. Are you looking to increase yields up to $1,200 per acre? Well, our friends over at Phycoterra have a soil microbe food that's the glue your soil needs to improve the microbial life and provide growth to your crop and return. With the application of Phycoterra to your soil, it can increase water retention, improve nut quality, and provide longer-term viability. You can stick to growing and let Phycoterra stick to your soil. Head on over to phycoterra.com/almonds to see the difference on your orchards today. That's phycoterra.com/almonds. Hey, welcome back to Farm City News Day by AgNet West. And now here's Taylor Hillman with this week's Almond Update.
Today's specialty crop news brought to you by the Almond Board of California. You can find them online at almonds.com. The Almond Board of California is reminding producers of the new support available for bee-friendly practices. The B-Plus Scholarship will provide 100 almond growers with cover crop seed from Project Apis M. The program will also cover the cost for growers to register under the Bee-Friendly Farming Program. The certification allows growers to utilize the Bee-Friendly Farm logo in marketing efforts. ABC's Chief Scientific Officer Josette Lewis said they hope to support the adoption of cover crops in the industry and make it easy for growers to experience the benefits of bee-friendly practices both on the farm and in the market. We're joined by Josette Lewis, Chief Scientific Officer for the Almond Board of California. Josette, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So we're talking today, remind people about the B-Plus Scholarship. It's new this year. For those who didn't hear about this, what is the B-Plus Scholarship?
Well, it's an opportunity for growers to try some new practices in their orchard with a focus on providing good quality forage for honeybees and native pollinators. So a couple of different components to it as growers are finishing up their harvest and prepping the orchard for the dormant season. Maybe think a little bit into pollination next year and what you can do to get the most bang for your pollination dollar. One of those is to maybe try a cover crop that has been designed to help improve the health of honeybees and the time that they're in the orchard. So part of the B Plus scholarship is we'll provide up to $2,000 of free cover crop seed from Project Apis M Seeds for Bees. These are designed specifically, the cover crop mix designed specifically to provide good nutrition for honeybees, keep them healthy, not just when they're in your orchard, but also so they'll come back healthy next year. So that's a great opportunity, and Project Apis M Seeds for Bees can even provide you some technical support to help get good establishment of that cover crop. In addition to those benefits for the honeybees, Almond Board has funded research to show there's other good benefits to the grower from a cover crop. Help reduce compaction in the soil that you get from driving that harvest equipment through there, even improve the water holding capacity by getting some organic matter in there, which will help you with your water management. And some growers say helps with the weed control. So take a look at cover crops, and here's a chance to do it with a little less risk because we'll help pay for part of the cost. So that's a big piece of the B Plus scholarship. And then the other, for those who are interested in going one step further, is we'll also cover the costs of growers to register as bee-friendly farms. This is a program run by Pollinator Partnership. And as we've seen more almond buyers, most recently the Kind Bar Company, for example, has made an announcement that they will focus on buying almonds from growers who put in place bee-friendly farming practices. So here's a great opportunity for growers to get credit in the marketplace. Bee-friendly farming is actually a logo you can put on your product. And we'll cover the cost of registering your farm. We've also, for growers who are part of the California Almond Sustainability Program, or CASP, made it really easy to generate to know that you've ticked off all the boxes and then generate your application and make the registration even faster. So whether you go with the cover crops and, with seeds for bees, or you go one step further and take advantage of the bee-friendly farming program, great opportunities for growers to try something different, and we'll help cover some of the costs of doing that.
Yeah, it's exciting. I've been covering cover crops now for many years. And one of the things that we always hear is that we need to probably get to some point of incentivizing it or helping with the cost. That's what this program is doing. You know, not only helping with the costs of trying it out, but also, you know, mentioning that there are companies that are using this in their marketing and are, like you mentioned, with Kind, specifically buying from growers who have these in place. This is what we've been talking about, and there's no excuse for a grower to not at least look into it.
Definitely. You know, this is our first year doing this. We'll cover these costs, whether it's the up to $2,000 of free cover crop seed from Project Apis M or registering as a bee-friendly farm. We'll take some of the risk out by covering that and hopefully get more growers to look into these practices, which definitely tell a great story about the commitment of almond growers to bee and pollinator health, a story that really resonates with consumers. And we see more and more companies taking advantage of that in their supply chains. But also, you know, again, really focus on the bottom line for the grower themselves and wouldn't promote these practices if they didn't also offer benefits back to the grower that are more around producing the almonds. So great opportunities to improve the soil structure and the ability of those roots, almond tree roots, to really thrive in the orchard soil. Both of these programs really support good almond production and help improve your yields in addition to saying good things about the work you do for bee health.
You mentioned the amount of research that has gone in to cover crops. For people who don't know that or haven't seen that information, on your website, you guys have, like you mentioned, a lot of research that ABC has funded over the years into cover crop.
Indeed, yeah. So you can access reports from any of our research over the last 40 years through what we call the research database. It's on almonds.com. If you just look for and go into the resources tab, you'll see it there. And we're very excited that this year we're working with some of those researchers, along with growers and cooperative extension and farm advisors, people who really have practical experiences, to put together a best management guide for cover crops so that we can help demystify some of the questions that growers have, whether it's frost management or irrigation practices or pest management strategies when you have a cover crop in place. So hopefully that will be available in early 2021 and really give growers some additional resources to draw from in making choices to go in this direction.
If people want to take advantage of this, Josette, where can they do so?
They can go to almonds.com, and in the search engine of our website, just type in B+, and they will get to the website, which has links on how to apply. We also have a great YouTube video of a webinar that we did and during Pollinator Week in June. It helps you understand the program and the benefits, and also to hear from actual growers who have used these practices and can answer some of the questions you might have. So definitely go to almonds.com, look for B+ scholarship on there, and you can also check out our YouTube channel.
Again, Chief Scientific Officer of the Almond Board of California, Josette Lewis. Josette, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Reporting for AgNet West, I'm Taylor Hillman.
Thanks, Taylor. And it is time for us to head out for a quick break. But remember, if you've missed any of today's reports, you can always head on over to our website at www.agnetwest.com for more information. You're listening to Farm City News Day by AgNet West. We'll be right back. Are you looking to increase yields up to $1,200 per acre? Well, our friends over at Phycoterra have a soil microbe food that's the glue your soil needs to improve the microbial life and provide growth to your crop and return. With the application of Phycoterra to your soil, it can increase water retention, improve nut quality, and provide longer-term viability. You can stick to growing and let Phycoterra stick to your soil. Head on over to phycoterra.com/almonds to see the difference on your orchards today. That's phycoterra.com/almonds. Welcome back to Farm City News Day by AgNet West. I'm your host, Danielle Leal. For our next report, let's take a listen to USDA's Stephanie Ho talk with USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey about the dry weather here in the western states.
Dry weather is usually good news for crop development, but these days it's not such a boon in the West.
We continue to deal with historic wildfire conditions. Looking just at the Pacific Coast states, California, Oregon, and Washington, there are more than four dozen active wildfires at this time.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Among those, more than a dozen have burned more than 100,000 acres. The largest in California has charred approximately 750,000 acres, largest in state history.
He says the unfavorable weather conditions include temperatures that are once again above normal.
The only saving grace at the moment is winds are relatively light, but we have not received any wetting rains at this point.
And he adds that containment efforts are continuing.
Under generally favorably dry and warm conditions, but again, those are the same conditions that allow wildfires to develop and spread as well.
Ruby goes on to explain that there's some good and bad news about the weather that's expected over the next couple weeks.
Over the next several days, the only point of relief will come in parts of the Northwest. We may see a series of cold fronts beginning to move across the Northwest that will bring, unfortunately, a bit of wind with each of those fronts. So areas that remain dry could see some explosion of wildfire activity. But also in time, we will see an increase in showers across the Northwest, starting west of the Cascades and then eventually spreading eastward to the Northern Rockies. So over the next week or so, we may see a bit of improvement across the Northwest, but the price to pay will be some areas we'll see high winds that could drive flames in new directions as opposed to what we've seen to this point. So certainly not done with the western wildfire season, particularly true as you move southward into places like southern and central California and the Great Basin, where we're probably weeks away from any meaningful rainfall.
And sticking to the topic of wildfires, in a report provided by the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, the American Farm Bureau Federation wants Congress to give federal land management agencies additional tools and resources to prevent and recover from catastrophic wildfires. AFBF and 13 State Farm Bureau sent a letter Wednesday to the Senate leadership supporting the Emergency Wildfire and Public Safety Act of 2020. AFBF says the bipartisan legislation will expedite forest management, accelerate post-fire restoration and reforestation, and remove dead and dangerous wood from national forests. AFBF says the importance of the legislation is demonstrated by the 6 million acres of forest land currently burning in the western United States. Since the beginning of 2020, right here in California alone, wildfires have burned more than 3 million acres and destroyed 4,200 structures. The letter states, quote, "Backlogs and inadequate management coupled with drier, hotter conditions have resulted in unhealthy, overly dense forests." While the legislation will help mitigate future fires, Farm Bureau says it will not address the immediate needs of farmers and ranchers suffering devastating losses from fires burning right now.
To get more information on the topics you heard today, visit Agnet West online at agnetwest.com. You can follow Agnet West on Twitter and Facebook with @AgnetWest. Follow Brian German with @BrianAgnetWest, Danielle Leal with @DLealAgnetWest, and Taylor Hillman with @TheManOfTheHill. This has been Farm City News Day by Agnet West.